The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Watson. Throwing. End zone. Touchdown. Jordan Thomas. Mayfield. Intercepted. Picked off by Zach Cunningham. Cunningham up the sideline. 10, 5. Reaching for the end zone. Did he get there? He's going to be marked out at the one. Review of Zach Cunningham down the sideline. They determined that left foot did not go out of bounds. He gets the ball across the plane of the goal line, and it's a touchdown.
This week's theme was that Cleveland was ahead of us, you know, because they played Sunday, and we didn't play till Monday night. So they had a day and a half lead on us in preparation, basically. And, you know, it had everything to do with trying to recover as fast as you could. You know, get a jump on the tape with Cleveland because, you know, they do a lot of different things. They do a good job in all three phases and give a lot of credit to our players.
Well, fairly impressive victory for your Texans and a lot of other cool stuff that happened over the weekend. So let's jump right in. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. Didn't even get into the show before you did that. Ugh. At Degenerates975.
Barry's fault.
You can also text the show. You know the number for that. It's a Monday. Texan fan should be in a good mood. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that, man. What's going on with you?
Lots of everything.
Lots of everything.
Yes. So.
Yeah, I'm in a good mood today. I'm
good. Good.
Yeah.
Let's not make this a habit.
But yeah, I don't want to do that all the time, but it was a good weekend. It was a so my kid, I've told you, my kid's baseball team got moved up to like the next level.
Yeah.
Where they're playing against either like really stud 11-year-olds or they play against 12 and 13-year-olds. And it's made for shorter baseball weekends. Instead of being out there and playing 7 games in a weekend, this weekend we played 3 and I got home and got to watch football all day.
That's a good it's not really
not
a good thing,
but it, you know, it has its perks as well.
As your president would say, that's a good thing, not a bad thing.
Yeah. But man, so I did that, and then I had a really good weekend betting sports, despite losing one of my biggest bets of the year.
I lost 2 big bets this weekend.
I had 2 max bets, and one of them was the first game on Saturday. As I've said a lot last weekend, I was taking the over in the Texas OU game. I took it basically last Monday when it came out, and that didn't hit.
No, I know, because I was with you on that one.
That's not a great way to start your betting week.
Yeah, well,
like losing a max play on the first game of the day.
Yeah, well, it's even worse when you do that on a Thursday night, like I did.
That you know what? That is worse. I'll give you that.
And then you follow it up with one on Saturday. But yeah, I didn't have. I once again had. This has really been my worst season by far in a long time, and about all I did right was the Jaguars this weekend. And yeah, and I felt like Memphis. How the hell they blow that game?
I don't. Well,
I mean, that's another one that hurt. But I did. I did tag along on your Georgia play that worked out. And
yeah, I didn't lose another college football game.
And I bet the Giants. That was the other thing that I did. That
well, that's wise.
So
yeah, Georgia plus 13 was my other max play. That didn't even really make me sweat. I got lucky on a couple. Like I had the Iowa State Drake under, and I mean that looked like it was going to go over 70. And then there were 0 points scored in the fourth quarter, and miraculously, I got under that. And then the Clemson Pitt under, I beat by a half point. So I got lucky on a couple, but the Boise Fresno under was easy money. There was a lot of good things in college football this weekend for me. Then the NFL was kind of it was ho hum. I was good with Baltimore, good with the Jets.
Yeah, I had Baltimore too. That's another one.
And good with the Pats. Yeah, those were the three that I got.
There were three games that you and I both liked a lot, and I think we went 2-1 on those.
You and I disagreed on Colts-Jags. You were right. I was wrong, although I can't imagine you saw that game going anything like it did either.
No, that was just such a weird game. I thought that they would – yeah, and I actually thought about hitting the under, too.
Well, jeez, that would have been a good play.
But yeah, that was – and we'll talk about that.
Like I said, remember yesterday what my – or last week my handicap on that game was? The Jags offense is trash when Leonard Fournette's not there. They can't move the ball when he's not there. I was exactly right. Just for some reason, I didn't take into account that the Colts would get 0 points in the game.
Well, and go for it on fourth down, what, four times?
I mean, come on. Just take your field goals, right?
Yeah, well, especially the way that game was going. But we'll get to that at 5 o'clock.
And then the Steelers.
Yeah.
So which that one seemed like highway robbery to me.
The three that we were in agreement on were the Ravens. I thought we agreed on the Giants, too. I thought that was the other game.
I liked the Giants. I didn't play them.
And then the Steelers. So I played those, and then I hit the Jags, but that did not recover.
Oh, I think the other one we agree on is tonight, the Redskins.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why, because I hadn't played it yet. But also, I got let's get to your Texans, because
we've got to.
There's a lot to talk about there, and if you want to text the show, 713-780-3776. They did something yesterday, and they have the last 2 weeks now that has me thinking, you know what? I think they're one of the better teams in the AFC. They're not as I still like the Patriots and Chiefs better. But remember early in the year when they were losing to bad teams like the Giants and should have lost to the Bills? Well, they're taking care of business against bad teams now. This is 2 weeks in a row where they've housed a couple teams that just they're supposed to house.
I'm getting to where I mean, and you know me, I've been as skeptical of their success as anybody. But I'm getting to where now, and I've said all along, you know, if you put them in a playoff matchup against any other AFC playoff team, I think it's a slam dunk that the Texans go home. But, I mean, Pittsburgh, they're showing flaws.
Yeah.
You know, I still think Kansas City, New England, especially a game at either of those places, would end in bloody fashion for the Texans.
Yeah, they're going to have to get lucky and somehow get ahead of the Patriots to have a chance, I think, to get to that
next level. I'm starting to think that the Chargers may fall in that same boat of teams that, if I'm the Texans, I'm not interested in playing. But can I definitively say that the Texans would lose to the Ravens? No. Can I definitively say they'd lose to the Steelers? No. I don't even think I can definitively say they'd lose to the Chargers. So, I mean, they're better than I thought they were. They're improving. This was an impressive showing. You know, I've seen them play a bunch of bad teams this year. And by the way, the Browns are 4-7-1. They're a bad team. I know they've got some sexiness to them because they were on Hard Knocks and they've got Baker Mayfield. They're a bad team. But the Texans, at least this time, they did what they're supposed to do. They made a bad team look like a bad team.
Yeah.
They've made so many bad teams look at least either good or decent, competent, that I've had a hard time really buying into them. But you can't watch that game this week and go, oh, the Texans edged this one out against another bad team. They dog stomped a bad team this week, and that's what you need to do. That I mean, I guess wins are wins at the end of the day if you're talking about just standings. But if you want respect and you want people to really start to take you seriously, you need to go and kick in the heads of these bad teams that are on your schedule. Because we've talked all year long about the Texans' schedule. It's very forgiving. They really caught some great breaks. Some of the teams that were supposed to be really good on their schedule ended up being either not very good or just flat out bad. I don't think anybody would have thought the Texans were going 2-0 against the Jags this year. I fully expect them to go 2-0 against the Jags. I don't think anybody thought that they'd be a road favorite against the Eagles. They very well may be a road favorite against the Eagles. So because they haven't been able to really string together impressive showings against these bad teams until now, and they beat up on the Titans, who I've said all year long are worse than their record says they are, and the Texans made them look bad. Same with the Browns. I mean, I don't know if the Browns are way worse than their record says they are, but they're way worse than...
I think their record's better than what they are.
They might be.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Texans made them look like they didn't belong in the game. And I just think they're really starting to come into their own at the right time after a couple wins. And granted, they were road wins, but the Broncos and Redskins wins where they kind of got outplayed and you felt like they were lucky to escape with a win. 2 weeks in a row now, there's no this break went this way and let the Texans get a win. The Texans have still had more games like that than they don't. Most of their wins have been like, oh, they really could have lost that game. They're starting to look like a team that believes in themselves. Deshaun Watson's starting to look like a quarterback who believes in himself. This defense, what Romeo Crennel has turned it into, is now starting to – it's starting to gel to a point where the amount of talent that they have is now playing like a really talented team, which was a struggle early on in the season. It's like they've got all these good players on defense. Why do they suck? Well, that's not the case anymore. Now they're starting to figure it out. So I think if there's ever been a day this season where I came to work on a Monday excited about the Texans' chances, it's today.
Well, and some of those wins are looking better each week, too. That Cowboys win looks better each week. The Broncos win looks better each week. Those are teams that, frankly, are playing pretty good football right now and were at the time. And, Cowboys' record wasn't great, but I thought they were playing pretty well. And those wins look better. And I think right now I'd take them over the Steelers.
I mean, I wouldn't blame you.
And, I still have it Chiefs-Patriots, but I can make a case for them over everybody else.
Yeah. Well, I still am taking everything with a grain of salt because let's say the playoffs started today. The only team they've beat that would be in the playoffs is the Cowboys. And, I mean, I don't think anybody thinks the Cowboys are great shakes. And the Cowboys still might not make the playoffs.
Right.
But the only other team they've played that's a playoff team is the Patriots. So they're 1-1 against possible playoff teams. And then when you look at the rest of their schedule, there's not another playoff team on it. I mean, unless the Eagles have some sort of miraculous comeback, there's not another playoff team on that list. And if the Eagles have a miraculous comeback, that means that the Cowboys aren't a playoff team. So I think that the Texans have been really fortunate. But, I mean, this is what you expect. If you're going to run around here telling me the Texans are a contender, I don't expect them to win on missed field goals at the end of the game. I don't expect them to win because Jason Garrett's so dumb that he punts it away when he can easily just win the game.
Yeah.
So this is one of those wins where you can't say the Browns didn't have a choice of whether they won or lost.
Yeah,
the
Browns, just like last week,
Browns couldn't have done one or two things different and got a different result. The Browns got their ass kicked, you know? So I'm starting to come around that the Texans might belong in that conversation. And especially as you look around the rest of the conference, I mean, Chargers and Steelers pretty much showed you last night. They're about even. I mean, those teams are pretty close. And neither one of them are unstoppable by any means. The Chiefs struggled with the Raiders. They're not unstoppable. They lost one of their best players for the season now. And Spencer Ware is not Kareem Hunt. And then the Patriots have been vulnerable all year long. They lost to the freaking Titans. So it's not out of the realm of possibility to start thinking of the Texans as a contender right now. I still put them low on the list of contenders, but I think at this point you have to consider them one.
All right, a lot more to get to here. Are you sure that's right, John? That's not what you gave me. Just curious here. Or did I get the wrong thing? Yeah, that's... So I don't
Jong,
know.
Words?
Yeah, help us. This is like live radio and everything.
Help me out here.
Nope, yeah. I made a mistake.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was right with what you were saying? With what I was going to do?
That you were right.
I was right. I want to make it clear.
You were right, Jong was wrong.
That's because Jong probably didn't take his Thrive. That's why he made that mistake. And guys, if you drink it all, Thrive Plus, you have to. I didn't really drink that much this weekend, but I still took my Thrive Plus. And I'll tell you why, because once you get to a certain age, and believe me, I'm way past that certain age, it's not as easy to recover. And I've got a lot to do in the mornings here, and I can't, if I'm going to have a few drinks, I need to be 100%. And Thrive Plus, and everybody asked me the same thing. Dude, does that Thrive Plus really work? And I get them some, and they check it out, and they go, oh, you're right, 100%. I'm doing this from now on. All you have to do is take 3 capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed. And it reduces alcohol's negative effects. It gives your liver what it needs to process alcohol and its toxic byproducts. And guys, Brooks and his team over there, they're what we call smarts. They've got 5 PhDs on their team. And, you know, if you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, they're going to give you your money back. And they're based right here in Houston. So if you order before 4 o'clock any day, you're going to receive the product on your doorstep the next day. To order Thrive Plus, go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. They're also on Amazon, so you can order it that way. Just search for Thrive Plus on Amazon. I don't drink without Thrive Plus. Neither should you. DecideThrive.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
All right, let's go to the phones and grab my man Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free Carpet Clean. Aubrey, how goes it?
Hey, guys. Beautiful afternoon. Sunshine and birds are singing. It's holiday time of year. And so it's the perfect time of year when you think about maybe family coming in or getting your house exactly the way you want it for the holidays. Carpet, tile, grout, leather drapes, upholstery, velvets, wool rugs. There's really one phone number you can think of or you should think of whenever you want to get any of that renewed and looking really nice without soaps, chemical residues, or tap water. It's 281 Dirt Free. 281-DIRTFRE 347-8373, 281 Dirt Free. We come out to your home with a giant hand-powered machine running off the diesel truck engine. It's the most expensive, powerful machine in the world. Yet, 3 months of carpet cleaning is only around $100. You get $100 for speed dry. There's dramatic discounts on tile and grout, no rugs. If you have a carpet repair to do, just think of 281 Dirt Free. Give us a shout. Let us come to your home. Start in the worst spot. If you don't love us, you don't pay. So that's how we can guarantee it. There's not a refund. There's no pay. So let us come out, 281 Dirt Free, dirtfreecarpet.com. Get us in the home, and I guarantee you'll like what you see.
All right. That's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. Great time to take advantage of that. We'll talk to you soon, Aubrey.
Thanks, guys.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. Sorry, I'm just now getting to the text line. I was having some troubles logging onto it for some reason. 832, I know it's only Monday, but what are the odds A.J.'s optimism jinxes the Texans and they lose the next 4 games?
It's absolutely possible.
If Deshaun Watson gets hurt, it's possible.
Yeah.
And then they'd be 9-7 again. So, yeah. And apparently, at the top of the show, I gave the wrong Jong Twitter handle. It's my name, Jong. That's the first time I've done that. That's pretty good, you know, to get this far. No, and this is what I wrote yesterday on Sports Map. If you get a chance, there's a lot of great stuff on Sports Map today. There always is because, you know, we put a lot of work into it, and it's a good website. And AJ's college basketball will be up tomorrow morning.
Speaking of college basketball, we're out early today, Jung. Is that the deal?
Yep, at 6:30 A&M in Northwestern State.
Oh, my.
All right. So we'll be here until 6:30.
Are we going to get paid for a full show today?
You should, yeah.
Wow. What a lucky gig we've worked ourselves into here, Fred.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm always the guy who bitches when we have to get off.
Trust me. Yeah, me too.
Because I'd rather do the whole show and then... Because getting off at 6:30 is no real benefit.
Nope.
The traffic is worse at 6:30.
And when the ratings come out, we can't really say, yeah, but what about that one day when you guys when people stopped listening? Because
well, I'm sure there's some Northwestern State fans out there.
I don't think so. Nobody ever went to that school. That's a made-up college.
Oh, so anyway, if you check out Sports Map, Joel has a video up on Justin Reed should be in the mix for Defensive Rookie of the Year. I don't think it's a stretch. I really don't. He's, obviously, I think there's some competition, and you know he addresses that. But that's a. He also wrote a column.
I mean, watching Derwin James last night.
Well, and certainly that's one, and Ward's having a really good season too. But I think he's. You look at what he's done; it's pretty impressive.
He's been very good.
And he also has a column up on: Is it time to start changing your opinion of Bill O'Brien? I think I'm going to write something for later on the week on how we can make Bill O'Brien likable.
That's a hell of an undertaking. Good luck with that, sir.
Yeah. Palillo has a video up on the Texans. We got a Rockets report and then all our stuff from yesterday, including and what I basically wrote is that the reason this feels different is because they're taking care of business against these teams that they're supposed to be trashing now.
Yeah.
And that's what we were talking about earlier in the year, and everybody was all mad because, oh well, they won the game. It's like, yeah, but it's, you know, you watch him and you're like, how's this gonna play against a real team? And, boy, things really fell together well for them yesterday with the Colts losing. Now you got a three-game lead. You almost got the Titans knocked out completely.
Yeah.
Three-game lead with four to play.
It'll be hard to blow this.
Yeah. Yeah. So at this point, you know, you need to hope the Patriots lose and you get a shot at that two seed. I don't think the Chiefs are coming back to earth.
I don't think so either.
But I could be wrong. Although, defensively, they're not.
They're not good.
No. And, man, that's why you wonder when you get to the playoffs. And I don't know how bad, if we've heard how bad Jonathan Joseph is. That's a guy they need out there. I know he's not what he was, but...
But he's a warm body.
He's a warm body.
They don't have a lot of them.
And you know what? He still makes a few plays here and there just because he's smart.
Yeah.
He's football smart. And, you know, but boy, you watch those guys yesterday. And Zach Cunningham, that interception and touchdown.
That was impressive.
And he was all over the field, man. He was making plays. And they didn't get a sack on Mayfield. The entire game. They hit him a few times.
Yeah.
But boy, they confused the hell out of him in the first half. And everything that happened in the second half is almost meaningless because that, you know, they were going to lay back and not give up big plays. Of course, they did give up two big plays trying to do that. But
the game never was in question.
No, it was over at halftime, which was great for those of us who have to write articles and stuff.
That is nice.
Always like that. But that's as good as I felt about a game this year, even though, like I said, I don't think the Browns are much. But I thought
the Bills aren't much, and the Bills gave them all they could handle.
But I thought that this would be a game where if there's going to be a letdown, this is it. And guess what? There was no letdown.
Nope.
They came out and just housed those guys. It took care of business early.
Where do you rank the Texans defensively in the league? Someone asked me yesterday, and I'm guessing they were a fan of one of the two teams, but he said, what are the odds the two best defenses reside in the state of Texas? And I said 0.0. And he said, well, what's your top two? I said Baltimore and Chicago. But I really think beyond those teams, you can make an argument for the Texans. You can make an argument for a bunch of teams, but I think the Texans are right there at the top of that.
I certainly think they're in the... They're in the top five conversation, maybe the top three conversation, but they're playing really well. The thing is, they've got some stars on that side of the ball.
Yeah.
And with JJ and Clowney and Merciless finally starting to look like Merciless again a little bit. And Matthew is quietly having a really good season. And Reed looks like a first round pick. I mean, they've got some guys on that side of the ball. And I like the way they stopped the run, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they rotate those big guys in the middle, and every single one of them does something good. So, yeah, I think ideally you'd be better at corner, but you can't have it all.
No.
Nobody has everything. Ravens defense is pretty damn good. I don't know that the Ravens are sustainable with Lamar Jackson playing that way.
But their defense is sustainable.
The defense is sustainable, but offensively,
that's what's going to keep them. That's going to keep them contending.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's. I don't think their defense is world class like it was when they won their first Super Bowl. I don't think it's that good, but I do think it's. I would probably call it the best in the league. But I don't. I'm with you. I have no idea what they're going to do on the offensive side of the ball any given week. I mean, Lamar Jackson, shocker. He missed a chunk of the game yesterday because he got smacked up trying to run the ball and has to go in concussion protocol. Lost a fumble. I mean, those are the things that are going to happen. And that's why the offense is clearly a little more explosive than it was when Joe Flacco was out there this season. But it's also less of an emotional roller coaster when Joe Flacco's out there, I think.
All right, guys. Hey, the holidays are here, right? And maybe you might not have thought of this as a way to save some money, but let's try this. Consolidate your high-interest credit card balances to a lower rate and save with LightStream. And listen, I don't know what your credit card balances are, but you're probably paying over 19% APR. LightStream's going to offer you consolidation loans from 6.14% with AutoPay. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. Even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Application's 100% online. There's no fees. And they believe that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. And the cool thing about it is you might save thousands on this, and you can use that to go ahead and get better gifts for people. Right now, you could save even more with an additional interest rate discount for the Blitzers. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Fred for more information.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. I'm a Texans fan and glad we are, but can we talk about the fact they won the game with one interception return for a touchdown and a bunch of field goals and only one offensive touchdown? That scares me going forward. Ordinarily the clock management at the end of the first half, stuff like that, would bother me. But that game was so far out of hand that they were just kicking field goals because, frankly, I think if they needed more points, they could have had more points yesterday. They shut it down. I mean, there's no reason to go out there they're trying to run the clock down.
Yeah, by the way, Lamar Miller. Another game where he's averaging over almost 5.5 yards per carry.
Another 100-yard game.
19 carries, 103 yards. Alfred Blue came in and ran the ball well when they needed him to. If this team can run the football consistently and take some pressure off the offensive line, take some pressure off of Deshaun Watson, they can be very good on offense. Yeah. When we've seen them struggle is when they can't run the ball.
Yeah.
And when the run game is nothing, and I mean it's not like some sort of magical potion or magical algorithm to say why the Texans are good on offense or not. That's almost every team in the NFL. When they have success running the ball, they have success offensively. But I think it's been particularly key for this team because of their offensive line woes that they need to if you are one dimensional as a passing team. And this is your offensive line, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
And the Texans have done a good enough job the last couple weeks of running the ball to keep teams guessing. And that's what they're going to have to do.
And I'll give them credit because the offensive line's still crap, and they're opening up holes.
Yeah.
And Miller looks like a different player. I think he's been able to get into some space, and when he does, he's pretty explosive. So I love the way they're running the football. If they can keep that up. And, you know, we were talking to RJ Friday. He was talking about where they ranked running the football. You look at the last four games now, they're one of the top teams in the league running the football.
Yeah.
And that's if they can do that, it opens up everything else, and it keeps the defense off the field. That's the other thing. The defense didn't have to be out there that much, and especially in the first half. They just dominated. Keep doing that, you're going to be fine. Guys, can you give a shout-out to my dog, Joe Dirt? He passed away at 14 yesterday.
Damn, sorry, that sucks. Man. That is the worst.
Yeah. But I think somebody mentions that they need to keep up their health. They're one of the healthiest teams in the NFL. That's been completely the opposite from last year's team. But, yeah, they've only got, what, five guys on IR?
And yeah. And
all the big dogs are available except for Will Fuller, and they essentially replaced him.
Yeah.
So
they haven't lost any real key pieces, which, I mean, that's nice. But we're only, what, 12 games into the season? There's still time for guys to get hurt going into the playoffs.
Yeah, you want to keep that group healthy.
Yeah.
So,
but, I mean, if you told me at the beginning of the year, Clowney, Watt, Merciless, Hopkins, and Watson are going to be essentially healthy all year, I would have liked your chances.
Yeah.
I mean, that's about what you need.
Yeah. And so far, so good. And also playing
boy,
well.
It's funny how we say nobody important. Kevin Johnson was like projected the number one corner coming into this season, but we all knew that was comical.
No, he can't stay healthy.
No. He's not good when he's on the field anyway.
Jose says, should the Texans take the next two games serious to win them, then rest Deshaun for the final two games? I have a feeling the Jaguars will try to hurt Watson purposefully. Crappy teams tend to do that. You if you have a chance to be the two seed,
you can't rest guys.
You don't rest guys because that you're going to get a week of rest if you actually get there. If you don't, if you're locked in at three or four, absolutely sit them.
Yeah. So especially if the Patriots keep winning or if the Patriots somehow jump a game ahead of you. You can forget about resting. Or no, it might actually be better for rest purposes if the Patriots do jump a game ahead of you. Because finishing tied with the Patriots doesn't help you.
Right.
Because they have a game in hand. So, but I think that where they're at right now, they just need to keep winning football games. And, you know, if that means playing Watson, so be it. Now, did they have to play Watson late into the fourth quarter yesterday?
I don't think so.
I would have said no, but
no, you know. And I wouldn't have had him.
It's going to haunt him eventually. One of these days, it's going to bite him.
Well, that's been a consistent criticism that I've had of O'Brien is having guys out there when they don't need to be. Did you really need JJ and Clowney out there that late?
No.
And I don't believe in. I think when a game's over, you get your big dogs out. Now maybe they. You know, maybe they had enough guys hurt where they couldn't do that on the defensive side because I know Scarlett got hurt and then you lost Joseph. And I know they're different positions, but you only have so many players back there. And then Daniel asked, why do the Texans only dress seven linemen twice? They've had the risk of having a tight end blocking.
Because they don't have any other ones.
Yeah, for one, there's not another guy good enough to be active, frankly.
Some of their tight ends are better than some of those linemen.
And the reality is, just for special teams, you really don't want to have any more than that active.
Yeah.
And then GS, if you go back in time at any moment in the Texans, Rockets, Astros franchise, what would you change or have done differently? God, that's a whole five.
I don't know.
I'll give you one, and then maybe we'll come back to that another time because I think there's a lot. The Rockets, when they won the rights to Olajuwon, could have traded Ralph Sampson to the Blazers.
For Drexler then?
Well, for their pick. And Drexler, and they would have been able to get Jordan Drexler and Olajuwon.
That would have been
That was on the table.
That was on the table.
But they didn't want to trade Sampson. Man. And at the time, I kind of understand it. But, yeah, that would be what I would change. I would have done that so fast, I wouldn't have thought twice about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's anything I can say that was like a game-changing moment in the Texans franchise history. I still think choosing Brock Osweiler was a massive mistake. I mean, obviously, if you could go back to last year and say, hey, Deshaun, why don't you just not practice today? Maybe last year could have been a lot different. But, you know, I don't know that there's any one transaction or move that they've made that you would say was it would have been the difference between them winning a Super Bowl and not.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, the first thing they ever did as a franchise was draft a guy who never played a game for him, never played a down for him. So that's
in the expansion draft.
Yeah, that's not ideal. But, I don't know what them.
Was it Willie Rofe who was also available that they could have gotten?
I think so.
And he wound up going to KC and being a Pro Bowler.
I think with the Astros. Boy, I mean,
I'd still take Chris Bryant over Mark Appel.
Yeah, there's a lot of draft things that you could look at for sure. But you can do that with almost every franchise every year. Say, oh, they could have drafted this guy and they didn't. Yeah. But I think that one thing they really blew was they and I guess maybe it was attendance related, but they paid Carlos Lee so much money. And he was part of a team that was never going to be competitive.
Yeah.
And that was sort of a wasteful deal.
Lamont says, although the Texans won, there were three bleep non-calls. Hopkins' helmet ripped off. Hopkins suplexed. I was stunned they didn't make a call on that.
I was too.
And then the stupid in the pocket textbook horse collar rule. I didn't even know that rule existed. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
If you're in the pocket so you can horse collar the guy. That's got to be changed. But honestly, I saw a lot of crap calls both ways.
Around the league.
Yeah,
around football, period. College football had some egregious bad calls. Don't get me started on this Texas OU game. Yeah. I know you lost on that game. You lost on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you talk about just tackling a receiver and there's no PI. I mean, give me a break. And then a block in the back on a punt return. That's game-changing stuff.
And I don't think it would have mattered, but at the end of the Washington game, they got away with interference, too.
Yeah.
But,
well, hell, two Chargers touchdowns last night shouldn't have counted.
Yeah.
One off of a blatant false start, and another one where there was a block in the back from about me to you in front of the referee, and no call on it.
Granado says they were not allowed to draft Rofe because of his medicals. Ironic, because Bocelli never played.
Yeah, that is ironic.
Yeah. And I think there was something going on with him, too, that... At the time that made people...
I know people always say, oh, if the Texans hadn't drafted David Carr, it would have been a lot different. I think David Carr was honestly the right... He was the right guy at the time. The Texans, there just wasn't enough around him. And part of that is because Bocelli didn't work out. There wasn't enough to keep him upright and give him a chance to succeed.
And they had crap offensive coordinators. There was all kinds of stuff going on.
Like,
there.
Nobody... this was a long time ago, so I was a young man, so maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think back in 2002, it was pretty widely appreciated that David Carr was the best quarterback. Could they have drafted Julius Peppers number one? Sure. Yeah, and he's maybe a Hall of Famer, but did you want your first pick of your franchise to be on a defensive end instead of a quarterback? I think most Texans fans wanted a quarterback, and honestly, if you said you can have David Carr or Joey Harrington do it all over again, aren't you still taking David Carr?
Yeah, well, you're correct about one thing. You were a young man. But there was a lot of debate over whether it should be Carr or Harrington back then.
But would you say they made the right choice based on those two options?
Yeah, they both were. Harrington was never really much of anything. And Carr did have a couple of seasons there where he wasn't bad. And the team just wasn't very good.
You know, one thing I would take away that 2011 Matt Schaub was left in a game when the Texans were up by like 30 and he broke his foot.
Yeah.
Liz Frank injury, and then they lost to the Ravens in the second round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I would take away? Bad mattresses, and go get good mattresses from Texas Mattress Makers, because that's all they have are great mattresses. And guess what? You're going to save a bunch of money on them. You know, the minute you walk in the door, you're saving 50% off of what you would pay if you went to a retail store to buy a mattress. And how about this? They're keeping that Black Friday savings going. It's still going on right now, even in December. 30% off select mattresses, and that's off the factory direct prices. That's on top of that 50% you're already getting. And how about this? Handcrafted luxury bed starting at $245 for queen sets. and they're custom fitted. They're going to be perfect for you. That's what they do at Texas Mattress Makers. They come in, they figure out the best bed for the way you sleep, and they put you on it. It's that simple. And you're going to sleep better. You're going to feel better. You've all in the gang over there. They know what they're doing. They've been doing this forever. And the cool thing is that they're not trying. They want you they know you're going to save money on their mattresses. They want you to save money on their mattresses. But more importantly, they want you to have the best mattress. They want you to leave there and feel good when you go to bed. And you can go by either of the stores, Texas Mattress Makers at 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, the new one, or the original 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Make sure you tell them I sent you. They will take care of the blisters. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Don't miss out on the holiday party tomorrow night. Everyone is invited. All you have to do to get in is bring an unwrapped toy with you. There will be plenty of drinks, games, raffles, prizes, and fun. It's guaranteed to be the best Christmas party that's really a toy drive. All toys will go to the Snowdrop Foundation, which benefits the Texas Children's Cancer Center. Set your alarm to be at McIntyre's on Tuesday night. The party starts at 7. We'll be there, and we'll be looking for you to join us to make this Christmas special for a sick child and their family. Also, we will be at Buku on Thursday. It's Richmond and Chimney Rock, and last show of the year there, so please come out and check us out. Let's
check out some of that grub.
Yeah, let's get some blitzers out there. Also, I have a big announcement coming at 5 o'clock.
Oh, my.
Yes. It's very big.
Very, very big.
Yeah.
Like a testicle.
No, no.
No one saw that.
Unless you're watching on the live stream. Okay, so, yeah, after all my years in radio, I realized visual jokes don't work.
Doesn't work. It's a good effort, though.
Well, it made you laugh, and John wasn't looking, so obviously it wasn't funny.
Well, I can see your testicles.
Well, it's because I keep them out. 2-1 says, hey, what do you think about the stat they always throw out about O'Brien, about leading at the first half? And he almost what is his record now? It's something ridiculous. 20-something and one when they lead at halftime.
Yeah.
I think, in part, it's because they're usually running the ball well when they lead in the first half, and they continue to run the ball in the second half. And they make pretty good adjustments most of the time. As much as I bitch about these guys, they are pretty good at halftime adjustments on both sides of the ball. Didn't really see it yesterday, but you didn't need to. But there's a lot of times where they make very good moves, and I think that's part of it. And so, and there are some things the guy does well, and I think some of these – yeah, as I see some of these coaching decisions around the league, I think maybe we're harder on him than we should be simply because, you know, other guys are making the same mistakes. We talked about Frank Reich. Dude, take some field goals. Just take some field goals, and you win that game. And, you know, I know he's a first-year head coach, but
he's almost too aggressive.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, and Vrabel is too, and I think those are things you need to learn. And
but that's two games now that's cost the Colts.
Yeah. Yeah, and listen, that's why when you take those field goals like the Texans did, you know, out like yesterday, I'm not going to bitch about it. When they had to do it against the Cowboys, I'm not going to bitch about it.
If you're in a tight game, take field goals. I mean, listen, if you're the Browns last night or Browns yesterday.
Oh, you're flinging.
Yeah, you go for it. But when you're in close games, and again, we'll talk about this I guess at some point today, 5:30. I guess whenever we go over the college games from this week,
I think we have Lance at 5:30 today. So we'll try to get through the NFL at 5. The colleges at 5:15.
We'll talk about the really interesting decision that Kirby Smart made that basically flushed his season down the toilet, which is just mind-numbing to me. I don't understand why these guys, when you're in close games, just flip a coin and say, "Well, maybe it'll work out for us." I just don't get it.
Yeah, and that one was. If you're going to go for it there, keep your offense on the field.
Yeah. But even then, it's 4th and 11.
Yeah.
Just punt the ball. Your team has been the better team all day. Punt the ball.
Obviously, the first three were there's no brainers. Do you think they made the right choice with Oklahoma over Georgia?
Yeah, Georgia had two losses, and the reality of what happened to Georgia, like if you watch that game, you say, man, Georgia was really competitive, and I believe Georgia can beat Alabama. I believe Georgia is, I mean, they're one of the three best teams in the country, and I said that last week.
Yeah.
But the reality is of what really happened to Georgia, they blew a 21-point lead to a backup quarterback. And so it's hard for me to make some big argument to say that they should be in when that's exactly what happened.
Basically, we would get a rematch, which and nobody needs to see that.
I'd watch it again. I mean, hell, that game was competitive.
You had your chance.
They had their chance.
And just from a pure interest standpoint.
Had they not lost to LSU, and remember, let's not forget, LSU stomped that team somehow.
Yeah.
I mean, they blew that team out of the water. So had that not happened, I'd make a case for Georgia. Because I think Georgia is significantly better than Oklahoma. But because they've got that second loss, sorry, man.
And I was watching the selection show, and somebody made a good point, though. At least with Oklahoma, they did beat every team on their schedule. I mean, they got to play Texas twice, but they wound up beating every team on their schedule.
That's true.
So I thought that was a fair point. I would have put Oklahoma in there simply because I think I don't want to see – because you know what's going to happen? It'll be the exact same thing. It'll be just like the championship game last year. It'll be just like the game last week. Georgia will get a big lead, and Georgia will blow the big lead, and Alabama will win, and then go on and play Clemson. And I think it's going to be Alabama-Clemson again. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out.
Well, like I said about, you know, Oklahoma, if you were going to reward Oklahoma, it was going to be because their loss was a better loss than what Ohio State had. Because Ohio State lost a game to Purdue, which, you know, it's tough to forgive. Whereas Oklahoma doesn't have a win anywhere near the quality of you know, beating Michigan or Penn State. But Oklahoma doesn't have a bad loss. Ohio State had a bad loss, and that's what I think that's what swayed the votes.
Yeah, I kind of felt like once Oklahoma won, that was the end of it for Ohio State.
I kind of figured so. I mean, I kind of figured when it was announced that Oklahoma was in the lead going into that game. And, I mean, Oklahoma, that game against Texas is probably closer than the 12-point final score says it was.
It wasn't close enough.
But, you know, you can argue the same thing for Ohio State. Ohio State pushes in a late touchdown that they didn't need to get a cover to make it look, you know, to get themselves some margin when I think that was like it was a 3-point game in the second half. So Northwestern hung with Ohio State. So Northwestern, had Northwestern come out and won that game 66-0, you go, oh, okay. They boat raced Michigan last week, and now they just boat raced Northwestern in the conference championship. Maybe we need to give this team some serious consideration, but they didn't.
All right. Tell the people how they can, what a great gift they can get.
Oh, yes. Christmas is right around the corner, guys. And I tell you every year, Pajamagram, they're going to do it for you. Win-win, something that's going to make her feel hot and heat up your holiday as well. How, you might ask? If you haven't heard this show at Christmas time before, you might not know. But Pajamagram's got the super warm, world-famous hoodie footy. They are America's pajamas experts. Let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. And the hoodie footie is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. You can find all the hoodie footie styles, including mink chocolate, snow leopard, and many others at pajamagram.com. And best of all, you don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. And if the hoodie footie's not your thing or not her thing, they've got whatever kind of style of pajamas you're looking for. You want to go sexy, they've got that. You want your family to have matching pajamas, they've got that. And they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. Go to pajamagram.com right now or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's pajamagram.com. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.